Where's your badge? Can I see? Let me see your badge.
Okay.
No, can I see your badge? I don't know if that's legitimate.
Reports circulating on social media Sunday evening appeared to show federal agents detaining a woman at San Francisco International Airport. Footage shows officers in plain clothes appearing dressed as casual travelers, holding her down and attempting to handcuff and restrain the crying woman as her young daughter looks on in tears and in distress. Some clips show the woman being pulled to the ground during the arrest. Additional videos portraying multiple angles appear to show members of the San Francisco Police Department attempting to separate onlookers from the scene and act as a buffer as the arrest unfolded. The videos have sparked concern and confusion about whether immigration enforcement operations are expanding at Bay Area airports, following the Trump administration's announcement over the weekend that ICE would be assisting TSA agents during the government shutdown. However, SFO is among the largest airport nationwide that allows private contractors to handle passenger screening under TSA oversight, meaning the impacts of the shutdown have been minimal in the Bay Area. But according to SFO spokesperson Doug Yackel, federal officers were transporting the woman and her young daughter on an outbound flight when the incident occurred, and officials, quote, believe it was an isolated situation, close quote, with no indication of broader enforcement activity at SFO. Airport officials also said they were not notified in advance and were not involved in the incident, adding that airport operations continued normally without disruption. State Senator Scott Wiener, a Democrat from San Francisco and candidate for Congress, held a news conference Monday outside the airport to denounce the actions of federal authorities.
ICE is not welcome in San Francisco or at San Francisco International Airport.
Wiener echoed the statement from airport representatives, saying the incident appeared to be targeted.
That what happened last night was not part of ICE's roving patrol terror campaign that they are doing in other areas. And it appears that it was not part of what they're doing now at other airports by sending ICE agents supposedly to help TSA, but really to inflict terror.
Posting to X, the Department of Homeland Security confirmed that the officers were ICE agents and identified the woman and child as Angelina Lopez Jimenez and Wendy Godinez Lopez. DHS said the family had a final removal order for an immigration judge dating back to 2019. The agency further alleges that while being escorted to the international terminal for processing, Lopez Jimenez attempted to flee and resisted law enforcement officers. However, the state senator says he is not quick to accept the agency's account.
After they declared that Alex Preti was a terrorist, they really have no credibility.
DHS also posted, quote, that ICE is working as quickly as possible to repatriate the family unit to their home country of Guatemala, close quote. But California Congresswoman Doris Matsui, who represents the state capital, described the woman as a neighbor and a member of the community. Posting to social media, Matsui said, quote, I am deeply angered by the video released of a Sacramento mother being forcibly detained by ICE in front of her young daughter, close quote. On social media, the footage also generated concern over the administration's move to place ICE officers at airports, as many Transportation Security Administration officers have reportedly quit or called out sick after weeks of working without pay, and the ongoing DHS shutdown now in its sixth week. ICE officers were reportedly spotted Monday at several airports across the country after Trump said he would deploy them unless Democrats agree to legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Here's the president speaking outside of Air Force One.
I want to thank ICE because they stepped in so strongly. They'll do great. And if that's not enough, I'll bring in the National Guard.
Trump also called for ICE agents to be unmasked at airports, something State Senator Scott Wiener, who has pushed California legislation limiting the use of face coverings by federal agents, took note of.
This morning, Donald Trump admitted that masking is not necessary for ICE to do its job. He said he doesn't want to see ICE wearing masks as they engage in enforcement at airports, but he does want to see them continue to wear masks when they are terrorizing immigrant communities. So Donald Trump said the quiet part out loud.
Notably, Sunday's arrest at SFO occurred before ICE officers were deployed to bolster TSA, raising fresh questions about the limitations of the city's sanctuary policies and so-called ICE-free zones. Online, the San Francisco Police Department has also faced backlash amid public perception that officers were assisting ICE agents during the arrest. KPFA News reached out to the department, who declined a recorded interview, but provided the following statement. Quote, on Sunday, March 22, at approximately 10 p.m., SFPD officers responded to a 911 call at San Francisco International Airport. Officers arrived on scene and determined the incident involved federal immigration officials. SFPD officers were not involved in the incident, but remained on scene to maintain public safety. Close quote. But when asked further about communications between the department and how officers were able to confirm the unidentified men in plain clothes were federal agents, SFPD has not returned our additional request for comment. We put the same question to Senator Wiener during the press conference. He said ICE has a record of not identifying its agents, but did not directly condemn the police presence at the scene.
It appears that SFPD were there to maintain order in the airport, and they are always in a very, very difficult position when you have ICE doing the things that it does.
San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie also reiterated on social media that SFPD officers remained on scene for public safety. He called the incident upsetting and said there was no reason to believe there is a broader federal immigration enforcement operation unfolding at SFO. The Oakland International Airport has also confirmed that they have not been advised of any operational changes or planned deployments at this time. But in response to growing concerns about immigration enforcement actions, State Senator Jesse Ottaguin of Oakland has introduced legislation that would require California to track and publicly report ICE activity across the state. He says the SFO incident highlights the need for greater transparency. The measure is scheduled for its first hearing before the Senate Public Safety Committee tomorrow. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.